Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Walt Williams. Batting second. The second baseman, Wayne Causey. Batting third. The third baseman, Ken Boyer. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Tommy McCraw. Batting seventh. The catcher, J.C. Martin. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wilbur Wood. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Wilbur Wood. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Chuck Hinton. Batting second. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting third. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Tony Horton. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Don Demeter. Batting sixth. The catcher, Duke Sims. Batting 7th. The second baseman, Vern Fuller. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Steve Hargan. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Steve Hargan. And now, play ball. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sims settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hinton moves to second. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis bunts towards the mound. Wood fields it and throws to first for the out. Hinton moves to third. Wagner moves to second. One out. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wood picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Wood. Hinton scores. Wagner scores. Horton moves to second. It's 2-0, Indians. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ward scoops it up and throws to first, with Wood covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horton fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McCraw for the out. Colavito moves to second. Two outs. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Steve Hargan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargan bunts in front of the plate. Martin fields it and throws to first for the out. Brown moves to second. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hinton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brown scores. It's 3-0, Indians. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hinton. The throw from Martin and he is out, Hansen applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Demeter. Hansen reaches second base with a double. Gary Peters pinch hits for Wilbur Wood. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters strikes out. One out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sims settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-1 in the game. Causey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hansen scores. It's 3-1, Indians. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Boyer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Causey moves to third. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fuller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Marv Steele now playing shortstop. John Buzzard now pitching. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wagner hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Indians. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-0 in the game. Alvis hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Horton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter is 0-for-1 in the game. Demeter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Horton moves to second. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0-for-1 in the game. Sims hits a fly ball into center field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 0-for-1 in the game. Fuller hits a fly ball into center field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 1 in the game. Colavito hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 1 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuller fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McCraw. The throw from Sims and he is safe. McCraw steals second. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. Martin takes first base on ball 4. Marv Steele is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steele hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Steve Hargan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargan is 0 for 0 in the game. Hargan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Buzzard fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hinton hits a fly ball into center field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. John Buzzard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buzzard strikes out. One out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hargan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 1 in the game. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Horton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Williams throws the ball into Causey who tags Horton, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Alvis moves to third. One out. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Demeter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alvis scores. It's 5-1, Indians. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0 for 2 in the game. Sims strikes out. Two outs. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 0 for 2 in the game. Fuller hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Demeter moves to third. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Brown hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Boyer hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-2 in the game. McCraw hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Alvis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Don Buford now playing third base. Bruce Howard now pitching. Steve Hargan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hargan strikes out. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hinton strikes out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Vic Davalillo now playing center field. Don Demeter now playing left field. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marv Steele is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steele is 0-for-1 in the game. Steele hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a pop-up towards short. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hargan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Alvis hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Horton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Demeter hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0-for-3 in the game. Sims takes first base on ball 4. Horton moves to second. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fuller takes first base on ball 4. Horton moves to third. Sims moves to second. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Brown hits a line drive towards third. Buford reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Causey hits a pop-up towards third. Alves settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Kenworthy pinch hits for Bruce Howard. Dick Kenworthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenworthy strikes out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horton scoops it up and throws to first, with Hargan covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Locker now pitching. Steve Hargan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargan is 0-for-2 in the game. Hargan strikes out. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hinton hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McCraw. Hinton reaches second base with a double. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hinton moves to third. Two outs. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Alves hits a fly ball into center field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-3 in the game. McCraw hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.